Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today is JY. JY, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Why don't you take a minute and introduce yourself first?
Yeah, sure. Hey everybody, my name is JY. I'm one of the program managers in the SQL Server Engineering Group, and we're here today to discuss about one of the ways by which we can move data between SQL Server on-premise and SQL Server Azure DB.
Perfect, because this is an interesting topic. People have been talking about this for a while. We've had some semblance of technology to kind of help us do that with, what they call it, SQL Data Sync or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is a very welcome topic. So what do you have for us today?
So first, I would like to show you what we are planning to do. Mm-hmm. And what are the reasons why we are doing what I'm going to show you.
Yep, but why is going to be good, yeah.
And also I'd like to demo one of the early bits that we have so that you can have a feeling of what's coming.
Excellent. All right, let's jump right in. So what do you got?
Okay, so replication technologies have been part of SQL Server for a very long time.
Yep.
It's a very, very mature set of technologies used for a very wide set of scenarios. And there is a lot of expertise in the enterprise with our customers on these technologies.
Yeah, you're talking now just the plain box product SQL Server replication technology.
Exactly. Right? So this is about transactional replication, merge replication, things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a very good ecosystem and very good knowledge among the DBAs around these technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the feedback that we've got it is why don't we use these technologies to move data between on-premise and Azure and piggyback on the expertise and the investment that customers have done on these technologies years back.
Yeah, we've already got the technology. How do we leverage that to move data between on-prem and the cloud, right?
So this is what I'm going to explain to you today. So basically what we are doing is that we are enabling Azure DB as a subscriber of transactional replication.
Okay.
So you know there are different types of replication. We are focusing here on transactional replication, which is widely used, very simple to use, things like that. So there are two main scenarios that we target with this investment here. One is the migration from on-premise to Azure DB with no downtime. And the second is to bridge on a longer base the both environments, on-premise and Azure DB.
So let me ask you a quick question. Mm-hmm. So these two scenarios, when you say migrate to Azure with DB, so this is, I want to move my database, so I don't have anything in Azure right now, I want to migrate, move my on-premise database to Azure, right? Scenario one, right? Scenario two is, hey, how do I do that, then do a continuous replication?
Yeah, so the first one here is more a one-off.
Yep.
You would enable replication. The schema will be transitioned with a snapshot, and then the data will flow.
Okay.
The second one is more about an ongoing synchronization, the same way people may be doing today. Box to box.
Okay.
So what we're doing here is really Azure DB will be a subscriber. We need to realize that there are different flavors of our cloud offering. There is the infrastructure as a service, and there is a platform as a service.
Yep.
Here we're talking about platform as a service.
Okay.
Replication between on-premise and VMs hosted in our infrastructure as a service platform is already supported today.
Yep.
What we are enabling, what we're creating here is a bridge between on-premise and Azure DB.
And the PaaS offering. Yeah.
So one important thing here is about the no downtime. What do we mean by that? So basically when with some technologies that you can use to move some databases from on-premise to the cloud, what happens is that at some point, the changes that you do on-premise have to be frozen so that you can move your stuff up to the cloud and then enable your workload in the cloud. Here with replication, what we can do is as soon as you set up replication, then the pipe is established between on-premise and the cloud.
Yep.
And then you can have the data be uploaded to Azure.
Okay.
At the same time, you have your workload continue going on the on-premise, right? And at some point, you can switch your workload to on-premise, to the cloud,
Mm-hmm.
And then you will have replication drain the data moving the remaining of the data from on-premise to the cloud, and then you can remove replication. So that's a one-off approach.
Okay.
You set up replication while the amount of data is being transferred. You can still have your workload on-premise, and then you switch your workload, and then you drain, and you remove replication. So that's a one-off, the migration with no downtime.
Gotcha, okay.
And we already have a few internal customers that have been partnering with us, who have been using our early binaries, and they've been very happy with the experience.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So, and because it's built on existing technology, it's fast, it's solid.
Yeah. Right? It's a very mature technology. So, what we are doing here basically is that we are enabling Azure DB as another endpoint, but we are reusing the same replication logic and code that we've had in the past. So it's just targeting a new endpoint.
You're just setting up Azure DB as just another subscriber.
Yeah, exactly. So what it is in a nutshell is, for now, we are talking only about transactional replication and one-way transactional replication.
Okay.
As you know, transactional replication may move data back and forth between the publisher and the subscriber. This is what we know as bidirectional replication, also known as peer-to-peer replication. Here it's a one-way. It's only from on-prem to the cloud for now, right?
For a migration perspective, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the main aspect here is that we are really reusing all the replication code that we have already in SQL Server, meaning that we don't have any replication logic hosted in Azure. We don't have a replication service per se. It is all the logic that runs on your box, on-premise, that is going to replicate data to Azure DB.
Okay. So
in terms of constraint, limitation, characteristics, attributes. This is exactly as what you experience today on the box.
Okay.
Meaning that you need a primary key still. In that case, the initialization is snapshot based because we cannot yet restore a database in the cloud.
Right.
I mean, taken on premise. It's push subscription only. So as you remember, there are two types of subscriptions in the sense of replication.
Yep.
There is push and pull. With push, the agent runs on the distribution server and sends the data to the subscriber.
Yep.
As opposed to pull, where the agent runs on the subscriber, which pulls the data to it, right? So because we don't have any replication logic running in Azure, what we do is that we piggyback on the push subscription model to synchronize the databases.
Okay.
So on the chart here, you have a representation of the architecture. You are well familiar with the replication roles, the publisher, distribution server, and subscriber that you find here. So the publisher sends the data to the distribution server via the log reader. And then on the distribution server, we have all the replication infrastructure, staging data, things like that. And the distributor can host the distribution agent that is going to take care of the replication. So this is what we see here in purple. Or we can have the subscribers host their synchronization agent, right?
Right.
So in the case of a subscriber in Azure DB, the replication agent runs on the distribution server, and what it does, it just connects to Azure DB and pushes data there. That's exactly the same way as it does on the box. So we preserve transaction boundaries, things like that, exactly the same way we do on the box.
So you're really not making any changes here to the architecture on premises, right? You're just saying, I'm just adding a new subscriber, and this is going to be a push model for Azure DB.
Exactly, right? Exactly. And what we see here as well is that with that technology, with the same code and the same version of SQL, you're going to be able to synchronize not only subscribers on the box, but also subscribers in Azure DB, meaning that the same table, the same database as the source, you can fork and send data on the box and Azure transparently. And the way we wanted to do the work and enable this capacity here is to make it very transparent for the user and do not disrupt the DBAs, so that from a manageability perspective, we are going to use SSMS, and you right-click on the publication, you create a subscription the same way you do on the box, and that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
So very simple, because we're using technology they already have, we're just adding a new subscriber ready to go.
And So on the previous slide, we saw that we're moving data, in that case, from on the box to Azure, right?
Yep.
But there is one subscriber here that to explain the flow. But we can think of the scenario where you have multiple subscriptions in Azure. From the same publication on the box, you can send data to multiple subscribers on the box and multiple subscribers in different regions of Azure,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So it you can geo-distribute your data the same way you're doing box-to-box today.
Yep, okay. Perfect. And what's awesome about this is because data, from a cost perspective, mm-hmm. you know, there's no real cost associated with this because data into the data center is, you know, ingress is free,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So you can shove as much data, publish as much data as you want.
Exactly.
And there's no cost associated with that.
So the last topic I wanted to share before we go into a short demo is about versions of SQL Server. When is this and what version are we going to support in the end? So that functionality is going to be available with SQL Server 2016 or vNext. I'm not sure of the name yet.
Whatever you want to call it. Right?
It's going to be available for trying later this year.
Okay.
And also we will enable that capacity for SQL Server 2012 and 2014 as well.
Yeah. Right? Later on.
Yeah. So
initially it's going to be SQL vNext.
Yeah, exactly. And the same way we're going to be able to move data between on-premise and Azure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so just for clarification, will we see this in CTP2 of SQL vNext, or at least?
So today there is some of it which is in CTP2, but the work is not finished.
Okay.
So it is not supported. We are really showcasing that to share what's coming and collect feedback. The work is not finished.
But at least they can start playing with it a little bit in CTP2, possibly.
In
an unsupported state, we'll say.
Yeah. And so, really, the full experience will really come to later this year. So, we'd recommend people to give it a try if they want, but really share feedback and wait a few more months to have a full and better
perfect.
Experience.
All right, awesome. So let's see a demo.
Yeah. So let's have a demo here. Mm-hmm. So what I have here is a VM on which I have installed our current binaries of vNext, or whatever name we are supposed to be using. And also, I have registered an Azure
SQLDB
subscription.
Okay.
So as soon as, that was the word I should have used earlier.
Yeah.
So I'm just using SSMS here for the purpose of the demonstration and to show you how simple it is and how seamless it is as opposed in comparison of the same way you are using replication today on the box. So on the left-hand side here, I have two servers registered in SSMS. I have a on-premise instance, which is the current version that we are developing on.
Yep.
And I also have an Azure subscription. So the first server here is my publisher and distribution server.
Okay.
It's going to be the source of our replication stream.
Okay.
And the second one, the Azure subscription here, is going to be the subscriber. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a table on the publisher, create a publication, and then we're going to create a replication subscription to this Azure database here, and we're going to see that the data, hopefully, is flowing between the publisher and the subscriber in Azure.
Excellent.
Right? So I have two windows open here. This one is on-prem. So what I'm going to do here on this database, this is a source database, I'm going to create a table. So table T1, we're going to do something very simple, int, and that's going to be my primary key.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another column which we are going to use to store some data. I'm going to insert arrow into this table. One and something. And we're going to select this. Okay. This will not work, so okay. So create table. We insert a row and we select that row. So if I execute that, I've created,
yep.
I have a row, right? So what I want to do now is I want to create a publication and replicate whatever changes happen on this table to my Azure DB subscription.
Okay.
So as simple as what you're doing on on-prem and with regular replication, you go to SSMS, and what you do is you expand the replication node, and you are just going to right-click on local publications and create a publication, right? So let's do that. So new publication. This is the same wizard as we used, so I'm going to go through that quite quickly because there is nothing specific here. I select transactional replication. I expand tables here. I want to publish my T1 table.
Yep.
No filters. We're going to create a snapshot now. In terms of security, I'm going to use a fastest settings here. I create a publication. Let's call it Seeding the Cloud. So with that, I create the publication. It will take a few seconds. Exactly the same is happening right now as when we do a replication on-prem to on-prem.
Okay.
So we have the publication now. As you can see, it has been created here. So I want to create a subscription. So simply, I right-click on the publication, new subscription. I select the publication that I want to publish from. I'm going to choose here the push subscription, because you remember that we don't support at this point pull subscriptions. So push subscription means that the replication agent, the distribution agent, will run on the distribution server on-prem and will push data
push
to Azure
DB. Cloud, yep.
So at this point, I need to add a subscriber. So this is where I'm going to add my Azure DB subscription as a subscriber.
Okay.
So add subscriber. As you can see, it's add SQL Server subscriber. It's an endpoint transparent like the others. And as you can see here, I just give my credentials to connect to my Azure DB subscription.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yep. So connect. And it's showing up there. So I have my subscription as a subscriber now. I just need to select what is going to be my database. So this one here, destination. In terms of security, I am going to set a specific security for the subscriber. That is a connection string that is going to be used by the distribution agent to connect to the subscriber. At this point, we don't support Windows authentication between on-premise and Azure DB. So for now, I'm going to select a login. And a password. And that's about it.
Okay.
I select that I want to synchronize my subscription on demand because I really want to stage the approach, and I don't. If I select continuous, I mean everything is going to be so fast that we're not going to show any to see anything. So let's force it to be manual. That's this one.
Just for demo, but typically you'd set to run continuously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But just for purpose of the just demo, we're going to set it for.
Yeah, exactly. So I create a subscription. Finish. And now if I expand the publication, you can see that I have my subscription.
Okay.
Yep. So at this point, we haven't sent any data. We just created the replication topology and the pipes that we're going to use to send replicate data. So now I go to SQL Server Agent, and let me put in here the job monitor. So in here I have all the jobs, and one of them that I'm interested in is a snapshot. So as I mentioned, we do the initialization by snapshot. So I'm going to first run the snapshot agent to create a schema, get the data out, so that then the first execution of the distribution agent is going to really create my schema on my Azure subscription.
Okay.
So I right-click on this job here. So that's going to take to create the snapshot. So it's done. So now the snapshot has been created. That means that on the file disk, on the distribution server, we have all the schemas, the data which has been generated. Now, I'm going to use my distribution agent, which is effectively my synchronization agent from replication, and start it. So I start here. And what this guy is going to do is it's going to perform the initial synchronization, meaning that it's going to take the snapshot information, send it to the Azure subscription, and recreate whatever we have decided to publish. It's going to create a table and insert the first row.
Yep,
so we have a success here. So at this point, if everything went fine, if I go to my Azure subscription and do a select star from T1, I should see the table, and I should have the data. Okay, so here
Ta-da.
We go. So that's the first stage.
Yep.
We have shown that we have established a bridge between on-prem and Azure DB, and we have pushed a snapshot between on-prem and Azure DB. Mm-hmm. Now, let's see how it goes if I do a change on the source and see how it is replicated.
Okay.
So if I do an update, T1 set call 2, equals Bobby is a dog where call 1 equals 1. I modify one row. The row is changed on premise.
Yeah,
on Azure source. It is not yet changed because I haven't triggered the replication. Correct. Remember, we set it manually for the purpose of demonstration.
Yep.
Now, if I go back to my job activity monitor here and manually run the distribution agent, remember, in an enterprise, you want to have that running continuously, and you can tune how often it checks for changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to push the data, look at all the changes that may have been done in between the last synchronization and now.
Okay.
So, done. So, let's go back to my Azure subscription and see what happened. And indeed, I have replicated the changes.
Yep.
So, very simple. We have enabled Azure DB as a subscriber of transactional replication, and the experience that we wanted to provide to our customers is to make it seamless and very comparable to what we have on-prem today.
Mm-hmm.
So with the same tooling, the same experience, and it's just transparent.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
And so right now, just for clarification, this is just one-way push.
Exactly.
From it's not transactional from on-premises to the cloud. Right.
It's one-way transactional replication. It's no bidirectional. It's from on-prem to Azure DB. We preserve transaction boundaries. It's transactional replication, which is well known.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Just Azure DB is the new endpoint that is going to be supported.
We're just adding a subscriber.
Yeah, exactly.
This is perfect.
Exactly.
Awesome, JY. This is fantastic.
This is
great news. And so, everybody, so when CTP2 hits, they can play with it a little bit.
A little bit, but keep in mind that it's not finished. The full and better experience will come later this year. But we are looking forward to get feedback. And
if they want to provide feedback, can they do that through Connect? Can they email you directly? What's the way to provide feedback?
Connect is a good way. We'll go from there.
Okay, awesome. JY, thank you for coming.
Well, you're
this
welcome.
This is fantastic. Thanks. Everybody, this is fantastic. So great news, great way for to enable that synchronization and really another migration step for moving to Azure SQL DB. So
exactly.
Hey, everybody, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.